Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this panel. I think that is going to be a very interesting panel. By the title, Marriage, Women, Children, and Education. Welcome to the panelists. And the first is Reverend Stanley Mwese from the University of Nigeria, Nsukka. That is. Okay. And we have 20 minutes, and we have each of you, the panelists, each of you will have 20 minutes, and we have at the end of your presentation, 5 minutes of questions and so on. Challenges?
Ladies and gentlemen, already the chairman of this session has introduced me, so I don't need to repeat that again. I'm here to present a paper on the plight of the children of one of the identified parents in the contemporary society. Recent time, the menace of abandoned children has no doubt posed one of the Nigerian sociological challenges. To this end, there are children in all directions who report of abandonment, exploitation, misery, and oppression by unidentified parents. In most cases, they are abandoned along the streets, thrown into the toilet pits, those bins and bushes, as well as willful abandonment in hospital after delivery. So now this, Ejabukwa 2002, page 24, observed that children often wrapped in bags are abandoned in the dustbins, roadside, street corners, uncompleted buildings, or thrown into a pit toilet by some wicked people because they are not ready to care for them. These children are abandoned for various reasons. For example, if the child is physically and or mentally challenged, poverty, fear of shame, and stigmatization of having children outside marriage. These children suffer from psychological trauma of not knowing their biological parents, which can lead to depression and low esteem. This can have direct consequences on the society in the form of criminal activities such as drug abuse, alcohol abuse, armed robbery, kidnapping, and rape. The researchers see this social malady as a contributory factor for moral degradation in the Nigerian society. The issue of abandoned children is a challenge that requires a collective responsibility to tackle. The aim of this paper, therefore, is to bring to limelight how the church could help in bringing succor to the affected children, to further provide solutions to curb the factors that fuels abandonment of children in the Nigerian society. The challenges, as you have them there, range from denial of parental care, subjection to welfare dependent, used for illegal adoption, child trafficking, and ritual killings. Every child needs parental care. The parental care is part of the environment that enhances child's growth and development. on Article 1989, page 127, in the context of psychology, refers the environment to non-genetic external factor that influence the human organism right from the womb and continues after birth. It consists of both the parental and postnatal environment. Prenatal environment is concerned with all the things that affect the organism in the uterine world. Next, I look at subjection to welfare dependent. These abandoned children are made available to the welfare dependents. Again, the usual practice of parents dependent. At this point, there are the risk of being taken care of by people who don't have the sympathy or the concern to look after them and their biological parents. Look at illegal adoption. The high demand for children by childless couples may be in need of a particular gender, male or female, has prompted the acceptance of adoption in our society. In addition, right to identity has also increased the demand for adoption. Like in the African world, especially in Nigeria, every man would always like to belong by having children, whether a child or children. So sometimes when they see a man without a child, the man will always feel bad, maybe because near future, he may be, the extinction will come his way. They are also involved in child trafficking. The rate of human trafficking in the contemporary society cannot be faulted. Children are usually the most vulnerable of this evil practice. It is quite true that trafficking of children is in our society, but the children of unidentified parents are mostly affected. The cases of ritual killings in Nigerian society are increasing on a daily basis. Ritual killings form part of human sacrifice. Child sacrifice is the ritualistic killings of children in order to please, propitiate, or force supernatural beings in order to achieve desired results. The result may be for political reasons, maybe for other reasons they may have to sacrifice. And in a situation that we're able to discover a child without anybody responsible, the child may become victim of such people. What should the church do? That is the place of the church. This session deals with what the church can do to give hope to the children of unidentified parents, which includes sound education on sex education, sound teachings on sex education, establishment of more orphanages and homes, involvement in the adoption policy, creating awareness for birth control, and fight against customs and traditions that encourage child abandonment. They increase the case of unwanted pregnancies in a contemporary society is a clear indication that young people are not yet exposed to sound teachings of sex that led many young people into illicit sexual activities that usually resulted in unwanted pregnancy, which many of them would not abort because of their religious affiliation. But on the other hand, when the child is born, might be abandoned without anybody to care, that may lead to children of unidentified parents. Another issue there is the churches expected to establish more or less baby homes and orphanages, which will not be left for government alone to do. We know in Nigerian society, as I know, the Red Cross Society is there doing much, having homes here and there. But for the way things are going, the church as a faith-based organization should also be deeply involved by establishing more of these homes. The church can also be involved in the adoption policy. In many parts of Nigeria, the issue of adoption still sparks some controversies because of its implication on adopted children in some cases. Many couples have children through adoption. I know a woman who demanded that her elder brother should adopt a child. And that the elder brother, after some period, yielded to her plea, and that child came. The child only lived with the man for about 5 years before the man died. So this in that case, now later, after about 2 or 3 years, the woman that pleaded with the brother to adopt a child, because of the issue of childlessness, the woman also died. So that young person, the child is now left and nobody's son. Involvement of the child in this such issue of adoption would now make the child to take church to take care of that child from childhood to when he grows. The church should also create more awareness for birth control policies. In some cases, birth control in general terms is deliberate prevention of pregnancy using any of several methods. Birth control stops the male sex cell from fertilizing the female sex cell. Always pointed out that scientific birth control mechanism raises hope for easy control of the world's population, which at the time appeared to be growing out of proportion. Even under that line, like in Africa, especially in Nigeria, where some couple don't have the idea of birth control. In that our area too, people believe in Igbo who say it, Igbebike. When the world would say Igbebike, we need more, many people in the family. And you may see a man whose salary is not much. He has about 3, 4, 5, 6 children, or even more than that. And his monthly earning cannot carry them. That can also lead to having children and abandoning them. Hence, the church is in position to have this education, born the much you can care for. The church can also join to fight against customs and traditions that encourage child abandonment. In Igbo lands, specifically where I come from, there are customs and traditions that play a major role in the affairs of the society. The customs and traditions stipulate the acceptable way of living for the common good of everybody. What do we mean by this? Like a teenager, somebody giving birth to out of wedlock, that child may not be accepted by the entire family because of tradition. But the church may spend more time to explain to them the implication of rejecting such child. A child may become a nuisance tomorrow and create more problems. The church in Nigeria has remained the voice of the voiceless. The fight against these customs and traditions that support abandonment of children in society should be intensified. This paper we are recommending as follows. Churches in Nigeria should be fully involved in the adoption policy and exercise to help monitoring the growth and development of the adopted children. The church should also accept sound sex education and teach it to the young children. This would drastically reduce illicit sexual relationship among our children. It's also expected of the church to embark on reformation and transformation of certain customs and traditions that encourage child abandonment through dialogue and persuasion on the people to change these bad practices. The church should also create the awareness for birth control policy as a step in the right direction. There should be regular visits to the existing homes and orphanages with food and other necessities should also be encouraged by the church. I know the church is doing something about it right now, but more should be done, not only during the festival period. Maybe the main body of this paper, you see more of this during Christmas celebration, Easter celebration, and other celebrations. You see church contributing rice, and I'll be going to these homes as for donations. But I think the church will wait until there is one celebration. It should be a routine duty and must be done on a weekly basis so as to be a special help to these children. This will serve as incentives to the home keepers to do their jobs more satisfactorily. This definitely ensures good standard of living for these children. Also recommending that churches should join hands with government at all levels in the fight against illegal operators of motherless baby homes and orphanages. There are cases somebody would begin to operate motherless baby homes and orphanages without registration, no approval. Those children at his or her custody is a risk. There are cases which we came to know a few months ago. Somebody has said that he opened orphanage with the young girls under his care. What he did there was to be having sexual relationship with them. By the time the people came to know about that, the man ran away and was nowhere to be found. Already has abused most of those children sexually. And that's why the church should, at this point, be deeply involved that know who and who are operating these motherless baby homes and orphanages. Church should also play a supervisory role in running up these homes and the orphanages. So it's not something we should just overlook and say that we don't have time. Of course, in the main work of this work, we discover that in Africa and Nigeria, that the issue of these children of unidentified parents came as a result of different factors. And among the factors, we have poverty, which is a major issue in Africa. For poverty is when parents don't have enough to cater for their children, it may lead to them maybe abandoning them. There are crises. Like in Nigeria today, they have a Boko Haram. Many families are under tension. Many children have become orphans. They can't identify their parents because of recent bombing last year and there. Of course, in recent time, just last week or so, just within 1 month or two bomb blasts in just. And I know that matter led to the death of people. And when people of that die, their children become abandoned, no more parents. So the church is there to be take the position of the biological parents so long as the church is still alive. So the plight of children of unidentified parents from all indications is pitiable. It is pitiable and cause for worldly assistance. With more ramification, government, NGOs, and even faith-based organizations, which the church is one of them. Many unfortunate children find themselves in this ugly and regrettable condition in all over the world, including Nigeria. Nigeria at all levels in Nigeria, government at all levels in Nigeria, have not kept quiet over their plight, over the plight of these children, but on the increase on a daily basis. Government has been doing everything humanly possible to try to address the problem. The increase in the number of the children of unidentified parents in the contemporary Nigerian society is due to high rate of moral decadence, sexual abuses of teenagers, poverty, pressure crisis, and ignorance of birth control. So the paper is trying to remind the church what to do at all levels. I know Nigeria is just a case study. What is happening in Nigeria may be happening in other parts of the continent. But Nigeria is just a case study. Though Nigeria is one of the bigger countries in Africa, we've had this issue. Think how it is in other parts of the continent. So the church must rise to this occasion. But I have been in the forefront to help people. Like in those days, in the early days of the missionary activities in Africa, the mission came with three issues. One is evangelism, two is education, and three is health. Missionary provided this as an Anglican priest. I read through history how the church CMS came with evangelism, but they led the whole place. And then brought school. People were sent to school at no cost. Medical attention was given to people at no cost. And how many of the Nigerian people today that you hear their name, that's how they got their education. So in our own time, the church should continue to do this good work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stanley Wenzin. Questions? First.
Yeah, thanks very much. I just want to sort of ask, are there any statistics that, I mean, in terms of your conclusion, when you talk about the number of orphans, the number of abandoned children, are there any statistics available? Just to give us an indication as to the extent. And then secondly, to what extent do the churches then respond to that, in other words, those numbers that are there? Just the sort of last point, and that is that when one talks about the adoption process, you basically mentioned about implication. I was just wondering, what are the types of implications that you're talking about? Is it social? Is it legal? Is it economic? Is it because you also find this in other religious communities where when the issue of adoption is accepted as a way to respond to people in need, the legal implications are also critical. Because when the child grows up, in terms of identity, he or she realizes that these are not my parents. And so what are the psychological sort of dimensions to it? But of course, I don't expect you to answer, but I mean, this is sort of just, so I just learn from you, what are the implications?
Of adoption?
Yeah.
Okay. The implication of adoption, as I maybe have discussed with the member of this work, when I said the church should be involved in the adoption process, it should not be left in the hands of the welfare givers alone. The church, the law should be made that the church should be deeply involved. So in a situation where the adoptee is not there anymore, either by death or by, sometimes a man may go and adopt, coming back home, the family will say no. In our own tradition, we don't accept adoption. In such a case, the church should come in and take, if the church is involved, ab initio, the church should now know how to make sure that that child grows to the point of becoming an adult. At that point level of adult, he is also, he cannot care for himself. Statistics, as you said, mentioned, is still, okay, we'll look into that. Thank you.
Second and last question.
I don't think I need the... thank you very much for your paper and for raising our consciousness about this this issue. My question is perhaps more methodological. I'm a practical theologian and I'm always worried a little bit if one gets to conclusions and suggestions and action strategies and so on without sufficient consideration of the process. all your recommendations, you listed the number of recommendations there. On what do you base them? Do you base them on research or just your experience, or what is the source for all those recommendations? Because I'm not always sure that our recommendations are based on what is it based? Just personal experience or social scientific literature or research, or on what are those recommendations based?
Like the recommendations made, were made based on what I've seen. Let me go back to statistics that you said talks about. Like where I come from, Enugu State in Nigeria, the southern part of the country. The most motherless babies homes there and orphanages are mainly owned by Red Cross Society. You go down, you only see one established by a Roman Catholic Church, a mother of Christ baby, a motherless baby's home. Another one, an angel, two. Another one by the Anglican Church, only three or so. And I know in Nigeria, especially in that part, there are over 50 churches, different denominations. And if each of these denominations is able to establish one home, we have more. For them not to have to establish that, it means that they don't have interest. They're not involved. Because they don't have interest and they don't ask questions, they're not involved in adoption policy. They don't even create awareness for this. They're able to see them. It's based on what I have observed. What's our plan already?